Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Graffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. In an op-ed piece for Time Magazine, Apple CEO Tim Cook called on the U.S. Federal Trade Commission to establish a data broker clearinghouse. He further specified this would require registration by data brokers, allow consumers to track their data transactions, and provide an easy online way for consumers to permanently delete that data. He also outlined principles that should guide comprehensive U.S. privacy regulation, including the rights to have personal data minimized, to know what is being collected, the ability to access, correct, and delete data, as well as the right for that data to be secure. The Google News Initiative has partnered with WordPress to invest $1.2 million in creating a fast, secure, low-cost publishing system tailor-made to the needs of small newsrooms, called NewsPack. The new publishing platform could include website design, a CMS, and commerce options with support for existing WordPress plugins, with operating fees between $1,000 per month and $2,000 per month after launch. WordPress's parent company, Automattic, is creating the platform, and other funders besides Google include Lenfest Institute for Journalism, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, and Civil Media. Early signups for NewsPack are open now, and a beta version is expected by July. A German court threw out a patent lawsuit filed by Qualcomm against Apple after Qualcomm won a recent court ban on the sale of certain iPhones in the country. A regional court dismissed the Qualcomm suit as groundless in an initial verbal decision and said the patent in question was not violated by the installation of its chips in Apple's phones. Qualcomm said it would appeal, unsurprisingly. It won a separate case in December that allowed a ban on the sale of older iPhones in Germany. A California judge has ruled that law enforcement cannot force people to unlock a mobile phone with their face or finger. U.S. judges had previously ruled that police were allowed to force unlock devices with biometrics including fingerprints, faces, or irises, but not passcodes. The newest order comes from the U.S. District Court of the Northern District of California, based on the denial of a search warrant in Oakland, California, part of an investigation into a Facebook extortion crime. YouTube updated its content policy to consider some challenge videos harmful and dangerous and therefore banned on the site. The ban covers challenges that encourage acts that have an inherent risk of severe physical harm, pranks that make victims believe they're in physical danger, and pranks that cause emotional distress to children. YouTube moderators will decide which videos qualify. Channels will have 2 months to remove any videos that were allowed before these new rules came into being. Oppo confirmed it's developing a smartphone camera with a 10x optical zoom lens. The camera is a 15.9 to 159mm equivalent with optical image stabilization, although Oppo did not mention the aperture range. Oppo will show off the camera at Mobile World Congress in February and says that unlike its 5x zoom lens shown off in 2017, the 10x zoom lens is ready for mass production. Oppo also promised to show off an in-display fingerprint sensor with 15 times the active area of other sensors. Have I Been Pwned founder Troy Hunt published a blog post outlining a data set seen on the file sharing service Mega that he calls Collection Number 1, a set of over 772 million unique email addresses and 21 million unique passwords, combining for a total of 1.16 billion email password combinations. The collection seems to be a compilation of many smaller breaches dating back to at least 2015 and allegedly includes over 2,000 databases of dehashed passwords. Collection Number 1 includes 140 million new email addresses previously not seen by Have I Been Pwned, so it may be worth checking out if you were affected. At a media event, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella stated that the company no longer sees Cortana as a competitor to voice assistants from Google or Amazon. Instead, the company sees it as a skill tied to Microsoft 365, one that should work on both Google Assistant and Amazon Voice services. Comcast-owned NBC Universal announced it's readying a free, ad-supported streaming service in the first quarter of 2020 that anyone that subscribes to a traditional pay TV service, and that includes customers from competitors like Charter, AT&T, Cox, and Dish, can access. It will include 1,500 hours of NBC TV shows and cost about $12 a month, a source tells CNBC. NBC will air between 3 to 5 minutes of ads per hour of programming, NBC Universal's Steve Burke told CNBC. CNBC also reports that Walmart has abandoned plans to launch its own streaming service and will instead focus on bolstering Vudu. Walmart had been collaborating with former Epic CEO Mark Greenberg on the service, but plans reportedly fell through when the company wouldn't commit to large investments in original content. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.